Sophia bent down and picked the knife up with one hand while pulling the blanket back with the other. Her breath caught hard in her chest as she stared at the body of Rosemary Bell. The girl lay in a pool of spreading darkness. Her face was tilted toward the door, and Sophia saw her wide eyes staring vacant, the whites red and veiny. Her mouth hung open, and blood trickled from her nose. Sophia stumbled back, clutching the knife tight in her hand. When a crow called in the forest, Sophia whirled around and leapt from the cabin running hard, pausing only when she remembered that Rosemary had taken her to the cabin. How? But she didn't stop to consider. Jumping over logs and tearing through raspberry bushes that pricked her bare legs, she raced for home. Only when her feet met the edge of her family's property, thick with black-eyed Susans, did she slow and catch her breath. Gasping, she hurried for the house, walking first into the barn and calling out for Timmy. She still clutched the knife, and she threw it hard on the floor before running to the house. Her mama stood at the kitchen sink, elbow deep in a basin of sudsy water.
"Mama? Mama?"
she whispered, pushing through the screen door and shaking her head back and forth as if she might clear the vision of Rosemary slumped on the floor.
"Sophia Ann Gray, if you are tracking dirt into this kitchen, I'll..."
But her mama didn't finish the sentence. She whipped her hands from the sink, dried them on a cloth, and strode to her daughter, grabbing Sophia's shoulders and bending low to look into her face. "What's happened?" Sophia looked at her hand and wondered at the dark red streaks there. Had she cut herself on the knife? But no, it was Rosemary's blood she stared at.
"Are you hurt?"
Sophia's mother took her hand and gently turned it over. Sophia shook her head.
"Not me, Mama. Rosemary. I found her."
Sophia's mama frowned, her eyes moving from Sophia's face back to her bloody hand.
"She's hurt? Where is she?"
Her mother straightened up, yanked off her apron, and slipped into her shoes. She pulled open the door and grabbed Sophia's hand, smearing the blood onto her own. Sophia pulled back, holding her ground, afraid to return to the woods and the cabin and...
"Sophia, snap out of it! This is not the time for one of your daydreams! If Rosemary Bell is injured..."
But Sophia didn't let her finish.
"She's dead, Mama. Rosemary is dead."